Is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Nati is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, and Nati Johnny's.
Come on.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill him, he's a hero. Get a to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is.
Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes, all I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, I'm tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today,
but you made it in a sleazy way.
Hey.
Well, that's the way it is.
Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn, yeah.
Come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool, but mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, tat, 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 tat.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Once again, it's on. another update here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And, of course, like I said, it is the Friday edition, the free-for-all Friday edition, the freaking weekend edition of Talking Heads. And like I said, we're live at Dunkin' Donuts Paradise Island. Every 2 weeks, you know, we'll get out on the road. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were at their beautiful new location out in Carmichael. And today, we're over here at the Paradise Island location. So, you know, it's all good. You know, it's my stomping grounds anyway. So, we have a lot of fun chit-chatting with my crew from Atlantis. I got my crew from Dunkin' on PI. Of course, I can't forget my crew over here at Anthony's, man. You know, I got to pick up my crew at Anthony's, man, for years without fail. It's the home of Swank's Pizza, you know? So, like I said, man, it's a Friday edition. And, you know, we got a little late start, so I appreciate your patience. We're going to jump right in. All right, I'm going to give you opportunity to get those Joker's Wild Party passes and get those, you know, get that legendary, that famous, that iconic, original recipe chicken sandwich from KFC. I'm going to hook you up with a combo with that as well. So you get your Joker's Wild Party passes. And, of course, you get your KFC original chicken sandwich combo. All right? Well, you know, I like to get you into the show. I like to get your mind going before we take that ride home. All right? Leave your work stress at work and enjoy your ride home. All right? Now, you know how to chime in. Text lines are wide open. All right? You, on Fridays, yeah, you can be by the text line. All right? All powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96. And then let me get the numbers. I had the numbers in my phone. Hold on. Let me get the numbers now. Let me get the numbers. Let me pull them up so I can give you the official numbers. You know? All right. Well, that's 422-4796 on the text line. And then what numbers are we using today? Are we using the 322s today? Or are we using the 325s? Boy, hit me with the numbers again, man. 32. I got him. Boy, this is 325-4316, 325-4259. Me and you take a picture of the same thing on the wall. You know, great minds think alike. You see that? Do you see that? Wow. 325-4316, 325-4259. Okay, phone lines are wide open. All right, to get your answers in. Text lines are wide open. Don't forget, we're on our cable channel 969. BTC Flow Channel 612, and you can stream us, take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right, here's your mind-bending brain teaser, Joker's Wild Party. I got that original recipe chicken sandwich from KFC up for grabs as well, the combo, all of that goodness. All you got to do, answer my mind-bending brain teaser. And you know how to get your answers in. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Here we go. All right. All right, let me see. Okay, recent survey of 100 Bahamian men. The survey revealed that 39% said they have no idea how to do this properly. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. All right, 39%, 39 out of 100 Bahamian males surveyed said they have no idea how to do this properly. They're admitting they do not know how to do this. 39 out of 100 said, hey, we don't know what we're doing when it comes to this. What is it? That's your brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the 5 o'clock hour, right before the news starts, to get your answers in. All right? Now, with that being said, as you work on that brain teaser, let's get up into the headliners. Who or what made headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And, of course, you don't forget Fine Threads has new suits for all of your needs. Double brush, regular, slim, pinstripe, and fashion. And don't forget, new arrivals every week. Chino pants, fresh new shirts for every event and occasion. So swing by both locations, the flagship store, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right, don't forget Fine Threads for the man with good taste. And you can always log on to finethreads.com. Do your shopping at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Let's check out the headlines today throughout the 242 and blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. And boy, I tell you, AG defends plan for citizenship law. Now, this started tongues wagging yesterday. I'm sure it's going to have tongues wagging over the weekend. We got lots to talk about come Monday. But check it out in your Guardian story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. AG defends plan for citizenship law. Attorney General Ryan Pinder yesterday defended the government's decision to bring citizenship reform through ordinary legislation rather than amending the Constitution via a referendum. Pinder was asked to respond to two signatories to the Constitution who quoted as saying, we have failed twice to change the Constitution, and it is an important element of the equality of our people that they see themselves equal amongst each other. If that means doing it by legislation, then that's what it means. So We're going to have to keep an eye on that. Adolf de Schroeder said he does not believe the government's approach will work because you can't alter the Constitution by ordinary law. So the plot thickens. You can chime in and tell me what you think on that, and give me your take on the AG defending the plan of the citizenship law. Other big stories, BPL CEO and Human Resources Director resigned. That's another big story, creating headlines, story by Rachel Scott. Power Night, BPL CEO Whitney Hasty and Director of Human Resources Evis Misick resigned from the power company effective yesterday. BPL Board Chairman Pedro Roll announced. In a statement, wrote resignation, though no reason was provided. The Board of Directors of BPL has received resignation letters from BPL CEO Whitney Hasty and Director of Human Resources Evis Misick. April 21st, 2022, the Board of BPL has accepted the resignations and wish both Mr. Hasty and Ms. Misick well. Now, where does that put us in regards to BPL? Where do we go from here? And we still have more power cuts. So chime in and let me know, like, what y'all think of two of the biggest headlines today. The AG defending the plan for citizenship law and the resignation of the CEO and HR director of BPL. And finally, another headline that started up yesterday and is really blazing up the pages of every Monker hired as crime consultant. Waldorf, what's your take on that, on the senator, Mr. Monker? Listen, all I'm saying to y'all, like I said yesterday, I'll say it again today, don't play a hate. Congratulate. Rodney worked hard for that. He did his due diligence. All right? You remember the old Chappelle show when the haters showed up and they're like, hey, the really haters. Rodney was right in that park. I mean, he put so much hate into the ethos against the last administration. I mean, come on. We still got fallout from that. And Rodney knows how to defuse violence because Rodney has begot violence before, too. So, he protested before. He did his thing. He had his vanguard moment. So Rodney knows. I think Rodney knows how to break it down and talk to the people. After all, allegedly, he is the leader of the woman dem. And so I think he may know how to defuse some situations. He is in the hood. And after all, he's a consultant. So, he can offer advice and have them on how to build things. So don't get mad. I mean, everybody else and they ma got hooked up. Why not Rodney? Why are you hating on Rodney? Done got kicked out of McDonald's. The least you could do is be happy and land on his feet somewhere else. Now, allegedly, it's quite a good position in the Ministry of National Security. 60 to 65 grand a year, allegedly. Vehicle and gas. Things good. Rodney is saved. If he wasn't before, he's saved now. So, yeah, I'm out at it. I think it's more material. You can't write some of this any funnier than it already is. I want you to know that. I want you to believe that. Even if us professionals try, it can't happen. So, yeah, be sure to see the adventures of the new member of the new consultant for the Ministry of National Security, the former Senator, Mr. Rodney Monker. I have no problem. I'm right at you, Rodney. Take a bite out of crime. All right, that's your headliners right there. And let's keep it moving right now. Let's slide up into the buzz. What's going viral in the 242, creating that buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Hughes. Glad to have them back on board. And don't forget, John's got some great things going on. Each and every Monday, new arrivals come out for you at both locations. In addition to all of your footwear and all your accessories to match, in addition to a full line of footwear for your kids, formal, casual, athletic, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you at John's as well. So be sure to check them out on both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Because, serving you at John's is a pleasure. And they love doing it. So take care of yourself and love yourself. Get into John's. Take care of your feet. Take care of your kitchen. Take care of your accessories. That's what I'm talking about. So now, let's have a look. Let's continue the conversation. Some people here passing, shaking their head. Why y'all got so much issue with Rodney getting a position with Mr. Monker? I mean, if you look down and you do your due diligence, you're in true, PRP fashion. A lot of homies, lovers, and friends, and family have been hooked up. That's par for the course. We see it in F&M, the same things happen over there. So it's a flip-flop situation. It's a roller coaster situation. It's a ping-pong situation. So why are y'all so mad? As a comedian, I'm not mad. Material coming for days. Could you imagine him and the Minister of National Security? Who did this? Tag team back again. So, I look forward to the material. I look forward to seeing if, you know what, sometimes unorthodox measures actually work. Now, Mr. Monka's track record precedes him. He's kind of like a bad luck talisman, if you ask Miss Loretta Butler Turner and so on and so forth. You know, hey, the last time he made him a senator, how did it work out? Not so well. But he got his two pieces of meat, and that's the important thing. So at the end of the day, his opportunity to give Rodney opportunity to shine even more, because his star is bright right now. And, you know, allow him in the fourth quarter of his career to enjoy the full fourth quarter and maybe creep into some overtime. You know? Y'all don't play a hate. Congratulate, man. Rodney, work hard for that. And again, like I said, everybody in the Muma got hooked up. So why not Rodney? As a matter of fact, I think if, you know, give me 2 more weeks or 3 more weeks, they might come grab me and Wally up too and give us a position. You know? We'll figure it out. As long as we're tasting some libation or traveling somewhere with, you know, and you know, trying some different cultures, we'll be all right. We could do something. I mean, they make up a position for other people. Let's make up a position for us. Anyway. So, y'all let me know. Chime on in. Text lines are wide open. 422-4796. Phone lines are open. Chime on in. And then make sure get all the info to me. We got a call. Let's go to the phone lines now. Let me hear what McCullough's got to say.
Howdy.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio. Welcome to Talking Heads. How are you?
Howdy.
Yeah, man. Go ahead. I can hear you. What you got for me? Go ahead. Speak.
Wash. Your answer is wash.
Your answer is wash. No, the answer is not wash. But you're in the ballpark. It's a cousin to wash. Think about it. Call me back. No, it's not washing clothes. And I know some of you dudes admit that y'all are real clothes washers. That's fine. But there's other things, you know, we're doing the laundry. So think about it and get me back. Maybe you wash well, but maybe you don't know some other things well, you know? 39% out of 100 admit it, that they don't do this well. What is it? But it's not washing. No, sir. So like I said, we're live, Duncan, Paradise Island location. And we're getting you ready for the Global 60 Seconds or Less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And like I said, you're playing for one of those original KFC sandwiches. And enjoy being original at KFC with the new original recipe burger. Their chicken sandwich features an extra large 100% white meat original recipe filet and no shortcuts there. Only superior fried chicken, and it's waiting on you at your favorite KFC location for takeout and drive through. So get on out there, let KFC do cooking for you this weekend, and you'll be an original with that original recipe burger from KFC. All right, let's jump on in. Let's see what's heating up the planet right now in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. And where do we start? Because we got lots to work with. Start right here. I guess we should start at the top. Hey, that's always a good place to start. No, I don't want weird news. I want what's going on. Maybe I scrolled too far and I scrolled too long. Yeah, that's what I did. So here we go. And now just let me scroll it up for you. Because, you know, boom. Jonas and Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Being Inigo Fenica Felaya, welcome to the WAP Up Name Club, sweet girl, Miss Malti Mari Chopra Jonas. Malti. Whose name they tell Malti? Malti. Marie or Mary. I don't know if it's Marie or boy. No, it's Malti Marie. Malti Marie Chopra Jonas. Dude, your daughter's beautiful, but what a name, Nick. Whoa. Warner Brothers Discovery Incorporated is shutting down CNN Plus, its month-old streaming service, at the end of April. Now, where is Chris Wallace going to land if that happens? Prices for Nestle products rose 5% in the first quarter, and the company says more increases are on the way. Barack and Michelle Obama's production company will part ways with Spotify when its deal expires this year. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck plan to write a star in a movie, write and star in a movie to sign Michael Jordan to a shoe contract. Vice President Kamala Harris, Chief of Staff Tina Flournoy, is leaving and exiting her position this spring. So who's going to fill that? Michelle Obama's brother and his wife, Craig and Kelly Robinson, have filed a lawsuit alleging racial bias at the University School of Milwaukee, the private school their children attend. Morgan interviewed Trump, and it got nasty, so much so Trump walked off the set saying, "Very dishonest, Pierce Morgan. Very dishonest." Pierce Morgan Uncensored debuts next Monday. But what's Trump calling the pot or the kettle? Because, I mean, if you call him Pierce dishonest, what are you, Donald? Liar, liar. And that's a wrap right there on your Global Woman, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Now. So let's check the text lines. No, it's not how to tie a necktie. No, it's not how to cook. No, not how to tie a necktie. Not how to fold clothes. Wow, let's check this out. Good day, Nutty. Cool. All right. But these some old texts y'all sending me here. Okay, let me get the new ones. Okay, here we go. How to tie a necktie. No, who? All right. Last texter who just sent me the text. Who sent me the last text? The last texter who said iron. All right? You're my winner, winner, chicken dinner. Right there. If you said iron, you're absolutely right. 39%, 39 out of 100 Bahamian males surveyed said they have no clue how to iron. They burn it up. They fire it up. They starch it too much. They leave an iron print in it. It's not a good look. So you definitely want to check it out. You're hooked up. The person who submitted iron, get it to my producer in the studio. Get him your name, your phone contact. And we will let Guardian Radio contact you on Monday and let them for your tickets. We're to pick up your tickets and you can get those Joker's Wild Party passes and that KFC original recipe chicken sandwich. Because you are my winner. You answered my mind, Brendan Branches, absolutely correctly. All right. With that being said, we're going to take a quick break right here on Talking Heads. We are live, Duncan Paradise Island location. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the conversation right here, live from Duncan PI. And let me tell you, man, going on. All right? I kid you not. It is all G-double-O-D good. And you need to check it out. Because the Bahamas definitely is running on Duncan. I've been running on Duncan for years. I've been telling you all that. But at the end of the day, y'all need to be running on Duncan too. And it's ample opportunity for you to be running on Duncan. All right? You got downtown Bay Street. You got Paradise Island where we're live. You got Palmdale. You got Bernard Road with the drive-thru. East Street South with the drive-thru. Carmichael, the newest location. And don't forget, out at the airport. So ample opportunity for you not to be running on Dunkin', because they're everywhere, all right? And don't forget, man, you can get luncheon at Dunkin'. Late lunch, but make it a Dunkin' tuna sandwich, all right, with a refreshing iced tea. That's waiting on you right here at Dunkin'. Don't forget the pancake minis going on for you. Pancakes with dipping syrup, all right? All good. And don't forget, like I told you, they got something brand new here at Dunkin' that you'll definitely love and you definitely want to check out. The Dunkin' Coconut Refreshers with coconut milk, all right? Golden peach flavored. Pink strawberry flavored, all right? And the purple or pomegranate flavored. You definitely want to check them out, all right? More goodness for you right here at Dunkin'. So get on out there, start running on Dunkin', because you know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be back at you live from Dunkin' PI location. This is Talking Heads right here on Guardian 96.9 FM.
I can change. You know I can change, babe.
I can change.
Sensational spring sale at $158 per night, plus taxes and fees for single or double occupancy, with a minimum length of stay of 2 nights. Receive a 4th night free with 3 paid nights. Fully vaccinated guests and COVID-19 tests are not required to enter our hotel property once you are fully vaccinated. Proof of vaccination required. Valid negative COVID-19 rapid antigen tests with test results taken within 3 days of your visit are required for all non-vaccinated local guests. And we're offering free food and beverage credit of up to $30 per day with this sensational spring sale. Redeemable at our Cruisers Restaurant, Splash Pool Bar, and Bamboo Lobby Bar. Maximum of $90 per stay, that and gratuity not included. All guests enjoy complimentary use of Atlantis including AquaVenture Water Park, daily complimentary hot a la carte breakfast, free Wi-Fi, free parking. Kids 11 and under stay free in room with parent and eat free at a Cruzo's restaurant with each paying adult. Face masks are required and social distancing is encouraged. Special rates subject to limited inventory available and advanced booking is required. Call us today at 363-683-5536 or WhatsApp us at 55-SUITE. That's 557-8483. Offer valid April 2022. Comfort Suites, Paradise Island. Comfort Suites by choice.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bummas runs on Dunkin'.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Burger King Nassau. Delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
It's avocado season at Dunkin', and Dunkin' is taking avocado on the go. Enjoy a creamy, irresistible spread of avocado on toasted, authentic sourdough bread topped with everything bagel seasoning for an extra dash of flavor. And with bacon bits. Served hot and tasty, Dunkin' Avocado Toast is available all day and pairs perfectly with Dunkin's fresh brewed coffee. So stop by your closest Dunkin' now to satisfy your avocado craving. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'. Dunkin' Carmichael East, now open.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yo, nephew, check this out, man. Now, I know you got that bad chick right there. You ain't even tripping off of her. But she doing all of that for you. She got this, she got that. I mean, she's off the pistol. I mean, when you find one like that, you got to make that change, man. Because they don't come too often. And when they do come, you got to be smart enough to know when to change. Like Sam Cooke say, change gon' come, nephew. And you better believe that.
Because I look back on all that I've done to you. My biggest regret. Things that I never could do. Yeah. I see the light now, baby, it's shining through. I gotta give up the game, changing to do. I won't get high if you want it. Get that straight, 9 to 5 if you want it. Keep my ass home at night if you want it. Whatever you need me to do. When you talk, I'ma listen. Give you attention, you're missing. Girl, I swear I'ma handle my business just like a real man should do.
baptized my soul. I'm so out of control, needing someone to hold. Man, it's cold. I ain't been clubbing, drinking, or smoking. I'm focused, bound down every night, praying and hoping. I'm trying to figure out a way. I just don't know how to say, but I'm rearranging. Hopefully I'm changing, and you can see that, baby, cause it's hard for me, kinda sorta all for me, but ain't nothing to it. If you need me to do it, I guess
I can change.
Yeah, I'm willing to make that change, baby.
I can change.
I'm willing to make that change.
I can change.
I mean, out of all the people in the world, who would have thought that the big boss dog would be willing to make that change? Yeah, you special, baby. You real special. You getting the pimp to leave all this minks and his Cadillacs and all that behind? All for you, nobody but you. I'm so serious, I can change, but only for you. Cause you the type of female that, you know what I'm saying, you bring that out of a player. Make me wanna lay down and pimping and step my love game up. Can you dig that? Yeah, on some Romeo and Juliet. I can change, baby. Give me the room. I can make you zoom, zoom, go boom, boom. This is legendary right here, baby.
Talking Heads continues right now. We are live from Duncan Paradise Island location, getting it in. Free for all Friday, freaking weekend edition of Talking Heads live right here on Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM. Of course, you know we are being brought to you in part by the following sponsors: BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Clinic, Duncan's, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John Shoes, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild Comedy Club, KFC, and Naughty Johnny's. And like I said, we're live, Duncan Paradise out of location, getting it in. And I got to tell you, people, man, it is all about the coconut refreshers. I talked about it going into the break. I want to remind you right now, if you want to know what they are, I'll tell you, and they're all good. Go coconuts for Duncan's new coconut refreshers, non-dairy and loaded with B vitamins for a tropical twist with just the right amount of fruit sweetness and creamy coconut milk. All right, the Bahamas runs on Duncan, and you could be running on Duncan. All right, and find your tropical state of mind with Duncan Coconut Refreshers today. Available for you, like I said, at your favorite Duncan location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale. Brennan Road with the drive-through, East Street South with the drive-through, and, of course, Carmichael, the newest location, and, of course, out at the airport as well. Now, it's 4:52 p.m. on a Friday, and you're getting into the weekend. You want to know where you have a good laugh and a good time for the weekend, the entire weekend? Don't forget Joker's Wild. I got it going on for you. All right, headliner Sean Jones, feature comedian Eric Clark, and yours truly, funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, 2-for-1 on all locals, so take advantage of that. Doors open at 8, showtime is 9. We're located between the car and the beach tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. And like I said, once you got your rapid antigen test or your vax card, you are good to go for the show, and it is 2-for-1 on all locals. But as we wrap it up and get ready for the news coming up at 5 o'clock, we're live at Paradise Island, and I cannot help but say, the aroma coming out of Anthony's is something. Oh, man. Somebody decided to put on a Swank's in Anthony's, and I ain't gonna tell you a word of lie. I'm ready to lick the window. That's still the best pizza in the 242, if you ask me, Swank's. Swank's. And, you know, when I think about it, Cabbage Beach right down the bay, many a childhood memory right now. Let me grab, you know, 2 Swank's pizza, a couple of brewskis. We continue to party on Cabbage Beach. How about that? Toot your horn in traffic if that was a good childhood memory for you right there. You know, I got some people making noise in traffic right now. But I chime on in and let me know, what was your favorite pizza growing up? Long before we had all these big companies, what was your favorite pizza growing up back in the day? I remember there was a couple of good ones too, babe. And man, you know, they first came out with commercials. That was a trip too. That was hilarious. Some of them commercials was too funny. Look at y'all blowing up my phone already, going down memory lane. Yeah, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour, right after the news. Be talking, are the NBA playoffs a better thing without the Lakers and LeBron James? What do you think of some of the matchups that are going on right now? We got some awesome first-round matchups. that could change the complexion of the whole first round. Then we got the NFL draft about 8 days away and some big noise being made. Possible teams trading up, possible teams trading down, including the Cowboys, including the Dolphins, including the 49ers. Debo Samuel could potentially be a New England Patriot in short order. I'm hearing those things pop up. So you never know. You got to keep an eye on it. Debo's a hot commodity. So with that being said, like I said, we'll keep an eye, and we'll talk sports coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But I expect Debo to end up somewhere. A lot of wide receivers are disgruntled right now. The paycheck has gone up with the recent contract signings of Devontae Adams and a few others, DeAndre Hopkins a year ago, and more importantly, Tyreek Hill now. So, you know, you got wide receivers that are poised to have a contract year next year. They want to get paid this year. They don't want to wait. They don't have no kind of wait. So we just got to keep an eye on how things go with the NFL landscape. Because who knows, somebody could be traded tomorrow, and that changes everything. And draft day, you could have a multitude of trades. And, of course, you know, that changes the complexion. I'm getting, yeah, I got to send a shout-out, man. Big up to my crew and TCI, Turks and Caicos always got us loaded, too, man. I got to big up Miss Bev and the crew down there. And sending a very special shout-out. Miss Bev said, Naughty, please send a special birthday request to Lady Charlene Diggis McPhee from all her family, especially her grandson, Caleb, and her crew down here in TCI. So, Miss Bev, I got you covered. And Lady Charlene Diggis McPhee. All right, and that's coming in from your whole family and your grandson, Caleb. You know, if I don't do that, boy, Miss Bev can find me, and then that's problems, you know. I like to stay on Miss Bev's good side. So with that being said, 4:55 p.m. is the time. News coming up at the top of the hour. Some of you are still hitting me up for the answer. We had an answer already, okay? We had a little while ago, but I'll tell you. The answer was iron close. 39 out of 100 Bahamian males surveyed admitted that they have no clue how to iron clothes. When it comes to iron, they are clueless when it comes to ironing. They could wash it, they could fold it, but they can't iron it. Can you believe that? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Look at all the women around here laughing. Men can't iron. They can't. They you lying, naughty. Y'all can't wash neither. And y'all can't fold neither. Why do you believe that? Well, why do they have such clothes, man? I mean, some of y'all just waste time ironing. If you know how to throw it in the dryer right with a drowny sheet, you don't have to iron nothing. But see, that's another story for another day. Y'all millennials don't know nothing about that. Just, yeah, put it on a hanger, man. Y'all, see, Wally know, old school. You fluff it right, you dry it right, you put it out at the right time, put that straight on the hanger, that's ironed, man. You wear that later on, and it's all good. As you get into the weekend as well, remember, a lot of things going on, a lot of entertainment popping up for you, a lot of big things, a lot of big events. Still remember to social distance properly, okay? Still take that into consideration. Yes, we're opening up. Yes, but at the same time, we don't need to box it out. We don't need to have back steps. We don't need to have regressions. We need to stay positive and stay on the right path where we are right now and continuing to get where we need to be. Okay, we can't let our guard down and in true Bahamian fashion get slack. No. Got to still do our due diligence going into the weekend. And another thing, please, people, as you go into the weekend, please proceed with caution in here. Put your seatbelts on and do your due diligence. And yes, if some of you like to go out there cocktailing, that's fine, but please have a designated driver. I saw a very tragic situation last night when I made my way home. A young man killed in front of Fish Fry, dead in the road. My thoughts and prayers go out to his family, to his friends, to those involved, because it was a tragic accident. And unfortunately, you know, we have some people that allegedly still leave the scene, some people that stay there on the scene, but we lost a young life last night. Very tragic situation. And we can't become desensitized to, oh, that's another one who got knocked out. No. We need to pay attention on these roads while we're driving behind the wheels. We need to pay attention for human life in the roads, for animal life in the roads. And pay attention that there are potholes, there are situations going on the road, road work, so on and so forth. You need to be vigilant. Be lost. Situations that can be avoided. So as you go into your weekend, make sure you do it with caution and care. All right? Like I always
I had got prostate cancer. My family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy with my scans. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
When even your mother knows, that's when it's reached icon status. KFC invented a recipe that changed fried chicken enjoyment around the world. But what made KFC an icon is our fans. Enjoy the iconic KFC meal deal filled with two pieces of freshly prepared chicken, hot golden fries, a biscuit, and a Pepsi starting at $6.95. And easier to enjoy when you order on WhatsApp at 557-3663 for quick pickup. Kentucky icons only at KFC Nassau. So good!
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Dunkin' is serving an extra special Dunkin' Omelette Bites. This Dunkin' spin on a classic breakfast favorite makes your breakfast game strong with protein available in two delicious flavors. Try the savory bacon and cheddar omelette bites or the egg white and veggie omelette bites with tomatoes or cheese blend. Dunkin' Omelette Bites and our new brown sugar cookie flavor coffee makes an unbeatable breakfast to get your... The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, interactive and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Back at you live here on Talking Heads from Dunkin' Donuts Paradise Island location, getting it in free for all Friday edition of Talking Heads. And like I say, the rains are coming down, but we go from Dunkin', man, we go from the hot to the cook, to the hot coffee, and it's all good. But like I said, because we need to talk sports going into the weekend, man. Big weekend of sports action lined up for you. All right, we're gonna kick things off, like I say, with Today in Sports, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right, breakfast starting at 9 a.m. The boiled fish off the chain, the stew conch off the chain, the stew fish off the chain, the stew boiled off the chain. You know where I'm going. You definitely want to check it out. All right, and Naughty Johnny's, don't forget, they got a happy hour going on all weekend long as well. So be sure to check them out. Well worth the trip, like I said, to the All Four Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. And then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 377-7776. Give them a call. See what they got going on all weekend long for you. Let's jump on in. Today is Friday, April 22nd. And here's what happened today in sports history. In 1876, eight baseball teams began the inaugural season of the National League. In the first game, Boston beat Philadelphia 6-5. In 1914, on this day, Babe Ruth made his pitching debut with the Baltimore Orioles. In 1915, the New York Yankees wore pinstripes and the hat in the ring logo for the first time. In 1945, the Toronto Maple Leafs defeated the Detroit Red Wings 2-1 in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. In 1982, the Atlanta Braves ended their 13-game win streak to start the season. It was the longest streak of wins at the beginning of the season in Major League Baseball history. 1994, Michael Mora became the first left-handed heavyweight champion. And in 2010, the NFL draft was aired in prime time for the first time. All right, your sports quote of the day. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. Vidal Sassoon. And that's your sports quote of the day. And that's Today in Sports, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. All right, let's get up into the home court. And the home court all brought to you, of course, by Burger King. And which Philly cheese are you trying first? Is it going to be the crispy chicken or the flame-grilled beef? Listen, I've tried both already, and they're all G-double-O-D good. You need to try them. Make them part of your weekend munchology program at your favorite Burger King location. Burger King Nassau definitely hooking you up with the Philly cheese steaks, chicken, or grilled beef. And don't forget, they got the 2-for-11 mix-and-match menu going on as well. Take advantage of those great savings at your favorite BK location. All right, locally, what's going on? Well, of course, you know you got your local sport and disciplines kicking off weekends in baseball. Obviously, the weather putting a damper on things. I know the Freedom Farm games for tonight have been rained out. Those games tonight have been rained out. And I'll keep you abreast on what's going on over the weekend. I know they do have games scheduled at Freedom Farm and JBLN for youth baseball over the weekend. The International Rugby Tournament is definitely going to be here. The Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium will be busy tomorrow and Sunday as the Bahamas Rugby Football Union is going to host their sevens. So you definitely want to check that out. We talked about it on the show here. Peter gave you a full breakdown of it. But like I said, you definitely want to get out there and support the event. The Bahamas Rugby Football Union will host the Rugby Americas North, the RAN, seven qualifiers. The event is a qualifier for the Rugby World Cup Sevens 2022 in Cape Town, South Africa, in September. It's also a qualifier for the 2022 Commonwealth Games set for Birmingham, England, in July. Tournament organizer and BRFU President Adam Waterhouse said the return of the International Rugby in the Bahamas will take place this weekend. We're excited to get these huge Commonwealth Games and Rugby World Cup qualifiers underway. It is the biggest single sport qualifying event in the Bahamas for well over a decade. The men's teams that are going to be competing are Jamaica, Curacao, Mexico, the Turks and Caicos Islands, the Cayman Islands, Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, Belize, Canada, the Dominican Republic, the British Virgin Islands, Guyana, and the host nation, the Bahamas. So there you go. Full field in that. Get out to the stadium on the weekend and have a look. All right? And they have women's matches as well. Playing in the women's matches are Canada, Trinidad and Tobago, Mexico, the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, and the Dominican Republic. The first game is set for 9 a.m. on Saturday with Jamaica playing Curacao. So be sure to go on out there and support that and check that out. Definitely a good look. Definitely glad to have rugby back on the venue, on the schedule, and in rotation for sports here in the 242. What else is going on with local sports? Michelle and the Bears finished third at the NIACC Spring Invitational. Looking at local athletes at the collegiate level, Bahamian Ashley Michelle and the Des Moines Area Community College women's golf team secured a third-place finish in the North Iowa Area Community College Spring Invitational, which was held this past week in Mason City Country Club in Mason City, Iowa. So hats off to her. Second big showing for her this year on the golf course at the collegiate level. That's always good to see. And always inspirational when we see Bahamians go off and do big things. And sometimes, and not in the biggest sport, but more in the smaller sports. Glad to know all the way in Iowa we got a Bahamian tearing up the golf course. Definitely a good look. So we'll keep an eye on her and see what Ashley continues to do. And like I said, a big weekend with the rugby. And in addition to that, you have a full schedule of baseball over the weekend as well. Now, it's time to have a look and have a gander at all what's going on in sports. International. All right, and in the majors. So we got your major moves coming up in short order. We're going to take a quick commercial break coming up in a few minutes. And after the break, we'll get into your major moves. But like I said, a full lineup tonight on the docket in the NBA playoffs, in Major League Baseball. And, of course, we're 8 days away from the NBA. But what I want to put out there, huh? Yeah, we got some calls? All right, let me go to the phone lines. Thank you, man. All right, now let's get to the phone lines. Guardian Radio Talking Heads, who's this?
Hey, no, they ain't doing this, JJ, man.
Hey, what's going on, JJ?
Man, I'm mad at you, know. I got to get an thing right a long time, you know. I've been holding for half an hour on this line, my brother.
My brother,
you
I'm a Duncan
McKinney,
P.I. today,
man. You got to answer the calls, my brother.
Listen, I'm a Duncan P.I. today. I take your call all
the time. I know
where
you are, man.
I know where you are, my brother. You want a donut?
Okay.
Would a donut make you feel better?
No. Listen, brother. Let me talk. See, I got to get that thing right today. Okay, I got to get that thing right today. Everything cool. And listen, my brother. See, as a man, I don't play games. I, with myself, all my time is valuable to me. I can be doing other things, man. Sometimes it's very good to say, call on the line, answer call. That's why I like Sean Hannity and they answer call. And they do people tell the truth.
JJ.
Okay, Nadi, yes.
Come by the station on Monday and pick up a Joker's Wild Party Pass, man.
Man,
you ain't got to be on it. That's for you and the guests.
I got you. I don't want to come for it. I don't go to places. I got
see you.
Like I
show.
Said, I got you. I ain't got. I don't go to places. I the man
from
early.
Come see
I
now,
early
I can
in the
put
night.
It out there.
Okay, because I can catch you on the chat group tonight, man. You know, I can respect you right now. Okay, I can respect you because you're my friend. When people on the line,
he's
my
boy.
People,
you
man,
know,
you're the same McKinney.
All right, no problem. All right, Mr. Producer, we got him covered. To make sure he covered. That's JJ, boy. JJ, what? He know the answer for the first time ever. Must be because he's got wrinkly clothes. And boy, look here. Now he hot. Kermy, hey, look here. That's, hey, JJ, that's Kermy. You got to deal with Kermy on that one. Kermy, I putting JJ on you. You better go find Shem for JJ. All right, but JJ, you and yours have a great weekend. I always appreciate you listening, man. And you got to understand, you got to bear with it. When we're on location, it takes a minute to get the calls through. And it takes a minute to get the text through, but I challenge you. Any other talk show that goes on the road, they can't get no calls and they can't get no text. So still, you're rolling with the best, Guardian 96.9. So just be easy, my brother. We still here for you. Even though you can't get your answer today, you'll have a chance next week. It's all good. We got any other callers there, Kermy? Oh, we good. Because I know JJ. JJ mad now. JJ hot with me. When I get in the chat rooms today, set by 6:30, my name could be Mud. But guess what? 6:45, we friends all over again. That's what I'm talking about. So, no, let's check out what's on tap tonight in the major leagues across the board. All right? And what's on tap? We'll start with Major League Baseball. And we'll have a look as to what's going on with Major League Baseball. And, you know, Jazz Chisholm went yard. Had a dinger yesterday. Did the Euro step as he always does. The signature move when he hits a home run. And now you got fans going on Twitter saying somebody should bean him. Somebody should drill him. Somebody should hit him. Somebody should drill him. And then you see this kid from the Bahamas answer back. Drill your ma. I love it. Jazz, I love you, kid. That's what I'm saying, man. Right there on Twitter. True Bahamiana to the world. Drill him. I love it. So, and now watch Jazz hit one of them out the park again today. He's definitely off the hot start. And he's definitely the face of the Florida Marlins at a very early age. And I think that they have something special in Jazz Chisholm right there. Very special kid right there. All right, let's have a look. Games on tap for tonight. 6:40, you got the Cardinals and the Reds. Giants and the Nationals play tonight. And let's see if Lou's in the lineup tonight. Let's see if they got Lucius Fox in the lineup tonight. They need to have Lucius Fox in the lineup. I see this Escobar is hitting like 0 for everything. They may as well put Lucius in the lineup. Let's have a look. And again, they're starting Escobar, who's hitting 167. I mean, at what point do I have to fly to Washington and kidnap Arcides Escobar, stash him out in Eleuthera somewhere, and Darby Lucius could play? I mean, come on, Washington. He's hitting 167. I mean, if that doesn't deserve Lucius getting some play, I mean, my God. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on that game tonight. We'll see if Lucius gets in. You got the Guardians. And I still can't say that. That's the Cleveland Indians. But now they're the Cleveland Guardians taking on the Yankees at 7:05. Brewers and the Phillies at 7:05. Rockies and the Tigers at 7:10. Red Sox and Rays at 7:10. Marlins and Braves at 7:20. Jazz definitely in the lineup for that one tonight. And let's have a look. Jazz hitting a robust 290 with 3 home runs, 12 RBIs, 1 stolen base. That's what I'm talking about. And now he's the leadoff hitter in the Marlins lineup. Was hitting lower down this year. Now he's the leadoff guy. Giles just continues to work, continues to shine. Definitely the face of that organization. Pirates at the Cubs at 8:05. Blue Jays and the Astros. That's a great game right there. Talented young Blue Jay team. Always good to watch them. 8:10 against the Astros. White Sox and Twins at 8:10. Orioles and Angels at 9:30. Mets and the D-backs at 9:40. And the Dodgers and the Padres at 9:40. Royals and Mariners at 9:40. Rangers and A's at 9:40. All right, that's your full baseball lineup and rundown for today. All right? And just a couple of things to look for. Keep an eye on Miguel Cabrera from the Detroit Tigers. He's almost at 3,000 hits. So soon directly, we'll count down, you know, the countdown to 3,000 for Miguel Cabrera. So definitely, rooting for him. And the Yankees spoiled it. They intentionally walked Miggy to spoil his shot at 3,000. So let's see if he gets it tonight, all right? And I'm just rooting for him, man. He's had a great pro career, and he definitely deserves to go in the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. And with that being said, we're going to take a quick break right here on Talking Edge, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Take a quick break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll get back at you. We'll continue the conversation. We'll be talking NBA playoffs and the NFL draft, all coming up on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Edge, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
When even your mother knows, that's when it's reached icon status. KFC invented a recipe that changed fried chicken enjoyment around the world. But what made KFC an icon is our fans. Enjoy the iconic flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Deluxe Burger. This chicken sandwich is 100% flavor with an extra large 100% white meat original recipe filet, lettuce, tomato, cheese, and mayo on a sesame seed bun. Kentucky icon, KFC Nassau. So good.
Back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, 5:22 p.m. is the time. And let's continue with our look at sports right now. Continuing sports, continuing our Major League look. We got a full NBA rundown for you tonight. Had some great games last night in the NBA, and great games on top tonight in the NBA. And I want you to chime in, all right? Hit up the phone lines, hit up the text lines. Let's talk, because we got some things to talk about. First and foremost, are the NBA playoffs more enjoyable this year with or without the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James? And is Bradley Poole the new star in Golden State? Is he the new star out there? Could he possibly make Klay Thompson expendable in the offseason? We'll talk about that as well. But let's, I want to know your feelings. Are the playoffs more enjoyable with or without the Lakers and LeBron James? And, of course, the next question, you know, is Bradley Poole a big enough star to make Klay Thompson expendable in Golden State? Let's look at those things. In addition to that, Ben Simmons plans to debut in Game 4. And my question is, why? You've been out all year, brother. Yes, given you put a triumvirate of Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant together for an entire season, allow them to gel in the bench in order to gel around them, and they form a collective identity as a team, I think that would be a hard out in the NBA playoffs. Because Ben Simmons will do the things that neither Kyrie nor KD like to do. Play defense, rebound, and dish the ball. Kyrie dishes the ball. KD don't. He like the black hole. It goes in and come out, like in space. You know the spaceship going to black hole. You lost. You dead. You ain't going to ever get out. Well, when the ball go in, it don't ever come out. So you'd have them gelling. You'd have them as a collective. And I think that'd be a tough out. Making your debut in game 4 of a series, Ben Simmons. Zero chemistry. We don't know what kind of shape you in. You've been out all year with injuries and this and that. And mental issues, and nobody's making fun of mental health issues, but you admittedly said you had stress. We don't know where you're at. I can't go out there and say, okay, this is going to make a big enough difference to push the Nets over the top of the Celtics. No, sir. I mean, a fully loaded Nets team would have a tough time with a fully loaded Celtics team in this matchup. In regular scenarios, right now, a little lopsided. I got to go ahead and say Boston's going to wrap this up. And I think it's too much, too little, too late with the whole situation in Brooklyn. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Naughty, naughty, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Fish boy, Graham.
What's going on, Graham?
I don't watch too much sport, but I'm going to go with better off without the Lakers.
I agree. And being a Laker in self-imposed exile, it's refreshing to watch these new teams with these young kids run up and down. Not yeah, the same old, same old.
You know why? Because if your team ain't going to be there, right? Now you got some extra time, you could go, you know, maybe start watching some old reruns of Friends or something. Something else. Maybe Seinfeld.
Or a Netflix marathon of some kind.
Well, you better watch it before Netflix go out of business, but that's another story.
Well, we can watch it till they go out of business.
You know, how do we get some of these big, high-profile games to the Bahamas? That's what I've been sitting down wondering. Because, you know, it'd really be good for heads and beds and layover tourists in Airbnbs. You know what I'm saying? Put the money in the people.
I think what we need to do is tap into the model that's been based around Baltimore's Battle for Atlantis. And now the women's version, Battle for Atlantis, the women's Battle for Atlantis. I mean, perfect model. Again, heads in beds, Graham, where you got teams that follow. I mean, you have fans that follow their teams. They all come down. They support them throughout the tournament. It takes up about 4 or 5 days. The hotel makes money. The universities make money. The kids have a great experience. It has become the premier tip-off tournament in all the land, including Maui, which was the original. So I think if we could build on that formula and add that to our Bahama Bowl and actually get people to go out and watch the game so ESPN could have people in the stands and then take, track and field back to the level where it needs to be.
We actually closer.
With opportunities to have it here.
We actually closer than Hawaii. Hawaii 6 hours by plane just to get there. So, I mean, we're only a couple minutes away. So we should be focusing on IAAF. We should be focusing on NBA. We should be going after all of it, trying to get it here. Because Americans.
We should definitely look at off-season training programs. Mini camps and definitely not just for American sports teams, but for European teams.
Mm-hmm. You know, we do it for World Cup.
Because that season runs a little different.
We do it for World Cup sailing, et cetera. So we need to just try to see how many, maybe tennis. Maybe we start bringing some of those games before Wimbledon here. We got the weather.
Well, we have to look at it. I think we got to continue to let Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, Mr. Mario Bourlay, continue to do his thing. He's used to the international level, the international product. He knows the criteria, what it takes to produce an international sporting event. And he's hit the ground running since he's been in.
Well, I
must say, you know, I got to tip my hat to him for some of the jobs he's done so far.
Well, so far, a lot of good things have been happening, like that FTX and FX Pro. So we got a lot. Banking 2.0. So banking possibly will be saved, and you and I can participate this time, hopefully buy some Bitcoin and some oil shares over there. When, you know, Russia starts selling that oil again, you get that cheap and make a gang of money when it goes up. We got to start teaching these things in school, too, you know, instead of just, you know, how to be.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we need to change the whole model. But anyway, today
you got to chime in with me in the 4 o'clock hour next week, Graham, and we'll talk some Bitcoin. All right.
There you go. And how to get it for free.
There you go. I'm sure you'll let us know, man. Have a good weekend. Be safe.
You too.
All right. So, you know, text line's still open. Phone line's still open. You can chime on in. But, yeah, the question is, you know, do you think it's a better landscape in the NBA playoffs without LeBron and the Lakers? I got a lot of people that say yes. And, yeah, you know, take me out of don't like LeBron. So my Lakers could fail. I don't want to see them fail with him in the lineup and it'd be like one and done. No, let's just not even make it. Give me plenty sore to throw at these Brunsexuals. But nonetheless, like I said, we got plenty games on top in the NBA tonight. And I think the NBA playoffs is really heating up. So I like Simmons. And Simmons is making his debut tonight, but I don't think that's going to make an ounce of difference. I still like the Celtics to win that series. They'll probably win it 4-1. All right? Now, we got a situation brewing in Milwaukee that we have to keep an eye on. He hopes to return in 2 weeks, but apparently Chris Middleton is out for the remainder of this first-round series against the Chicago Bulls. Apparently, Bucks forward Chris Middleton hopes to be back in 2 weeks and hopes that's all he needs to recover from his sprained left knee. And the three-time All-Stars eyeing a return in the Eastern Conference semifinals, assuming the Bucks get past the Chicago Bulls in the first round of the playoffs. The series is tied after the team split the first two games in Milwaukee. Game three is Friday night tonight in Chicago. And if the Bulls go up in this game tonight, it could be over because there is no Middleton for Milwaukee. I don't think they'll be able to actually recover from that. Middleton is a big part of that offense. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Stephen Carter, Nutty. How you doing? How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
You know what this is?
I'm good, man.
You know who this is?
Just the Pumpkin Eater, man.
Oh,
I'm now
man,
official.
Just
Pumpkin Eater.
Listen, like I'm going talking about my heat.
Man, look here. I done had Pumpkin Eater. I done had Popeye. I done had Sparky. I done had 52. We done official. We done official now.
I got
what you got for me, Pumpkin
heat,
Eater?
My heat.
The Miami Heat, I think they're poised to do well in the Eastern Conference, Pumpkin Eater, but I'm a little worried about them because, as you know, you being a Heat fan, they do very well in the first round. They get to the second round, and that's when they get the little buck toe syndrome. So if they can get over that this year, I think they got a good shot to be the representative for the East in the NBA Finals, considering the injury to Chris Middleton in Milwaukee right now.
No, they're going to be the champion. They're going to be the champion.
Well, if you say it, Pumpkin Eater, you know, you got a good record of calling things, man. So
what you think about Mike Dolphin, new coach in makeup?
All right, listen, you know, I really don't think of your Dolphins. I like to talk bad about your Dolphins. Some things don't change. But I think they did a good job with that hire. He's a young, offensive-minded guru, and he made some key additions from the San Francisco 49ers, especially running back Raheem Mostert, who's very familiar with his system, was a great running back for him in San Francisco, but he's injury-prone. If he can stay healthy in Miami, I think he gets that offense clicking. You have the wide receivers to get the ball down the field. his biggest job, your head coach, your new head coach, is to get Tua confident and let Tua believe in Tua and let Tua make the throws down the field and let Tua evolve into the first-round talent as a quarterback when Miami looked at him when they drafted him. So if he can do that, I think the Dolphins will definitely be in the conversation because your defense wasn't half bad. So you might be on to something, but don't go getting illusions in the Super Bowl. Now, you're not there yet. Calm down.
We in the playoffs, buddy.
Yeah, you're in the playoffs. You might even win the division.
Yeah,
but I just saying, don't get illusions in the Super Bowl. Thanks so much, Pumpkin Eater, and make sure to call me next week. Always like to hear from you, bro. Boy, Wally, we the non-official boy, Pumpkin Eater 52. All we need is Anton now. No, we don't. But anyway. But I only called it once. We got two more times to call it, and then we'll see what happens. But back to what I said, I think the big injury to Chris Middleton actually causes a problem for Milwaukee. Now Giannis is going to have to double up and play extra hard on both ends. They've done well when Middleton hasn't been in the lineup. I think Drew Holiday is going to have to earn his money. But DeMar DeRozan scored 41 points the last game. The Chicago Bulls are clicking. Alex Caruso, former Laker, jamming for the Bulls. The Bulls, if they could get up 2-1 tonight, or they could come out of Chicago up to 3-1, it's going to be very hard for Milwaukee to get back in this series. And even harder for him to win it without the additional part of that offense. Okay? He's averaged 20 points over from 2017, 2018, no less than 20 points from that time. Okay? So it's gonna be a big part of this team. He's a big part of the offense. So we'll see how it pans out. And I think Chicago just got the advantage in this series because of the Chris Middleton injury. So let's have a look at games on tap tonight. And boy, did you see Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies? Boy, look here, let me tell you, I got a chat group there with IN. People was calling me out early in the day. Oh, they was calling me out. Hey, look at the Grizzlies. They're naughty. They down by 20. I was like, relax. Relax. And then when it was 83-76, I say, hello, can you hear me calling? And then it was 83-83, I was like, can you hear me now? And then when I looked up, it was 27-8, I was like, hello? Buenas noches. Where did everybody go? Listen, barring injury, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to be one of the finalists in the Western Conference to take on probably the Golden State Warriors. All right? I like them to wrap this series up. I said they were going to win in six. They're probably going to win it in five. Golden State looking very good, too, as well. I can't take nothing away from the Golden State Warriors. They look extremely good. I'm playing on all cylinders. Let's have a look at what's on tap tonight in the NBA. We got the Miami Heat. Pumpkin Eaters, Miami Heat. They're up 2-0 over the Atlanta Hawks. They tip it off at 7 in Atlanta, and I like Miami to go up 3-0 in this one. The Bucks on the road against the Bulls in Chicago. Series tied 1-1. I like the Bulls to win this one at home tonight. I like them to go up in the series 2-1 tonight with a win at home. And we got the Phoenix Suns on the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, listen, I hear the upset bird flying in this one. The upset bird is circling. The Pelicans won on the road the other night. They're at home, and Phoenix is without Devin Booker. I like the Pelicans and the upset circling tonight. The upset bird circles, and the upset bird gets it done. I like the Pelicans tonight as well, all right? So here's who I like. I like the Heat, the Bulls, and the Pelicans in the NBA. You definitely want to check it out. Those are your three big games on tap for tonight. Over the weekend, game four, Philadelphia leads 3-0 over the Raptors. I think the Raptors are going to claw their way back in it, even though they're down 3-0, and make a series of it. They may lose the series, but I don't think it's going to be a sweep. Dallas got back into it yesterday, but the Jazz, I think, are going to go up 3-1 on the weekend in the 4:30 game. The Celtics, I think, will move to 3-0 against the Nets. And game four, we have Memphis taking on the Timberwolves, and I like Memphis to go up 3-1 in that. Those are the Saturday games. But like I said, full weekend of basketball lineup for you. And some of these series should be over by next week. Some of these will be continuing into next week simply because of the matchups. And now with injuries in the first round, the complexions of these series have definitely changed. Now we're going to take a quick break right here in short order because we are live at Duncan Paradise Island location. I do want to remind you before we go to the break, all the goodness that's going on at Duncan. And be sure to take advantage of it, all right? Because it's just not about... The donuts, you know. And we love the donuts. Don't get me wrong. Nobody making sport of the donuts. But you got all kind of other goodness going on as well. You definitely want to check out the new Dunkin' Coconut Refreshers made with coconut milk. All right? You have purple pomegranate. You have the golden peach. And you have the pink strawberry. So you definitely want to check out all those flavors. And listen, the Dunkin' Coconut Refreshers are all good. Let me tell you what they're all about in case you didn't know and you want to know. Listen, you're definitely going to enjoy them. And they're always good, and they're always at Dunkin'. All right, you can go coconuts for Dunkin's new coconut refreshers. Non-dairy and loaded with B vitamins for a tropical twist with just the right amount of fruit sweetness and creamy coconut milk. All right, find your tropical state of mind with Dunkin' Coconut Refreshers. Enjoy the creamy taste of coconut milk and a burst of fruit flavor waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' Donut location. Golden peach, pink strawberry granite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin', and they're waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Burnett Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru. All right? Don't forget the newest location, Carmichael, and out there at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. As you proceed home on this Friday afternoon, remember the roads are wet, so please proceed with caution and care. We've had some fatalities on the road. We don't need any more untowards happening over the weekend as we get into the weekend. So hands on 10 and 2 and try to stay alive. Stay focused. We're going to take a quick break right here on Talking Heads. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back to wrap it up. We got more NBA to talk about, the NFL draft coming up, and we'll get you into your weekend officially. We are live, Dunkin' Donuts Paradise Island location, right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
When even your mother knows, that's status. KFC invented a recipe that changed fried chicken enjoyment around the world. But what made KFC an icon is our fans. Enjoy the iconic KFC meal deal filled with two pieces of freshly prepared chicken, hot golden fries, a biscuit, and a Pepsi starting at $6.95. And easier to enjoy when you order on WhatsApp at 557-3663 for quick pickup. Kentucky icons only at KFC Nassau. So good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
Text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying?
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
For the station. Nope, dinette. Guardian.
Thanks for listening to Guardian Radio as we celebrate 10 years on the air.
Celebrating 1-0, 10 years with Guardian Radio. 1-0, a decade with Guardian Radio.
Celebrating
1-0, 10 years with Guardian Radio.
Celebrating a decade this time, right here on 96.9.
Ah, the Bahamas first ever news and talk radio station. Broadcasting 7 days of the week with a diverse lineup of shows for the nation. Focusing on business, sports and politics, health and medicine and arts and entertainment, social and community issues. Fresh news, smart talk all day for you.
1-0, 1-0,
10 years with Guardian Radio.
Bam, ba, da, bam.
1-0, a decade with Guardian Radio.
On 96.9,
first show on the air was a morning blend with none other than Dwight Strong.
On the clock with Aaron Green, and we got one McCartney blazing the revolution.
We got Z Live off the record, got Talking Heads with Naughty. When you're listening to Guardian Radio, you better try to tell somebody. Weeknights, we got C-File Talks, and with Alpheus Phyllis in the track World Sports. The doctor is in with Dr. D. Archer Cartwright, and the Essentials with Hubert Edwards.
Inside the Inner City with Valentino Scrooge Brown.
Also in AGB Black Canvas. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Bring your questions, we'll find the answers.
Hey!
1-0, 10 years with Guardian Radio.
Bam, ba, dum, bam.
1-0, a decade.
Celebrating a decade this time, right here on 96.9. On Saturday, we got the eye open.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads. Yeah, man, we got the solo man, Solo Mid, doing it to you right there, man. Definitely a hot song right there for that 10th anniversary. And like I said, 5:45 p.m. is the time. And we got to talk NFL. And I'll be honest with you, man, we got a lot to talk about on the NFL forefront. The NFL draft is about days away. Now comes the posturing. Now comes the lies. Now comes the rumor mongering. We want to move up and we want to trade down and all kind of crazy stuff. But here's some of the things that's going on right now. Okay, Trent Baalke, the Jags general manager, says their number one pick is still a work in progress. So now when you say that that's a work in progress, when the GM says it's a work in progress, you know what that means? They're willing to trade that first pick. They don't know who the heck they want to pick. Now, they've been on the clock since their final game of 2021 ended. They are the number one pick, but Baalke noted that his front office has multiple players at the top of their draft board graded similarly, leaving room for a variety of scenarios. Some mock drafts have seen them to follow suit in the pre-draft process, first pairing Jacksonville with one of the top two tackles, Alabama's Evan Neal, or North Carolina State, Akeem Ekwonu. But franchise tag Cam Robinson causing many to change their predictions to take Michigan edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson and make him a Jaguar. So they got defense, they got offense on the mind, and now Trayvon Walker has now come into the conversation as a potential number one overall pick. And NFL media's Maurice Jones-Drew and Peter Schrager and Charles Davis each had Walker going to Jacksonville in their latest mock draft. So now is where things start to change. And you see who was really lying about who they're intending to pick, or who's lying about who they really liked in the pre-draft process. And when now time for the rubber meets the road, you have to find out who's really the person, who's really the player. So we'll have a good look right now. I'll give you a quick mock draft, as a matter of fact. I'll give you the first round, all right? And this is done by Chad Router, one of the best draft analysts going for the NFL Network. And we'll have a look at the first round. And in the first round, he has Aiden Hutchinson going to the Jaguars, Michigan edge. Seeing Kenny Pickett, quarterback from Pittsburgh, goes to the Detroit Lions in a shocking move. Sauce Gardner. Yeah. Sauce Gardner, the cornerback from Cincinnati, goes to the Houston Texans at number 3. Trayvon Walker goes to the New York Jets, defensive lineman from Georgia. The New York Giants take Ike Ekwonu, the NC State offensive tackle. Carolina Panthers take Evan Neal, Alabama junior offensive tackle. The New York Giants back on the clock take Kayvon Thibodeau, Oregon edge. And Falcons take quarterback Malik Willis from Liberty. Router really jingled up this draft. This one of the I've never seen any of these first round combos so far. Jermaine Johnson goes to the Seahawks at number 9. He's the edge from Florida State. The New York Jets take Garrett Wilson, wide receiver from Ohio State, with their pick at number 10 in the first round. The Washington Commanders. I don't know if I'm going to be able to say that. We just can call them the Washington Commies. They take safety Notre Dame with their 11th pick. The Pittsburgh Steelers at number 12. Trading up, by the way. Yeah, at number 12. They're up there to number 12. They got it from Minnesota. And they take Matt Corral, Mississippi quarterback from Mississippi. And they project a trade with the Vikings to the number 12. Houston back on the clock. They take Charles Cross, Mississippi State offensive tackle. The Baltimore Ravens at 14 take Derek Stingley Jr., LSU cornerback. Potentially the best player in the draft. Definitely and potentially arguably the best corner between him and Sauce Gardner. Philadelphia Eagles at number 15 take Jordan Davis, Georgia defensive tackle. At number 16, the New Orleans Saints take Desmond Ridder, quarterback, Cincinnati. The Chargers on the clock at 17 take Drake London, USC wide receiver. Number 18, the Philadelphia Eagles take Jameson Williams, Alabama wide receiver. And number 19, the Saints take Devin Lloyd, linebacker from Utah. Kind of surprising here. I thought they were going with an offensive pick in this one, either wide receiver, tackle, or quarterback. But nonetheless, they go with Devin Lloyd, Utah linebacker. You can't go wrong there. He's an absolute freak of nature. And number 20, the Minnesota Vikings from the Pittsburgh Steelers take Andrew Booth, Clemson, cornerback. Now, here's a projected trade. My Dallas Cowboys moving up to 21 in a trade with the New England Patriots, and they select Trevor Penning, Northern Iowa offensive tackle, the heir apparent, the replacement to Tyron Smith in the future, but he can plug and play on other parts of the line. I think this is a good pick for the Cowboys if they're going to move up to 21. Number 22, the Green Bay Packers take Chris Olave, wide receiver. Surprised the Cowboys didn't move up to grab him, but the Packers take him at 22. At 23, the Arizona Cardinals take Kenyon Green, Texas A&M offensive lineman. The Patriots drop into 24 with the trade from the Cowboys take Zion Johnson, Boston College offensive lineman. The Bills at 25 take Trent McDuffie, Washington cornerback. Kansas City Chiefs at 26 take Daxton Hill. Tampa Bay Bucks at 27 take Kier Elam. At 28, the Green Bay Packers took us Washington State offensive tackle. Number 29, the Kansas City Chiefs take George Pickens. Big pick right here. If this goes through, they got this 29th pick from Miami. George Pickens is a steal at 29. And an offense with Pat Mahomes could be rookie of the year. Very good route runner, good hands, very underrated coming out of Georgia. He could be the steal of the draft as far as wide receivers go. The Titans at number 30 take Trey McBride, tight end, Colorado State. At 31, the Cincinnati Bengals take Perrion Winfrey, defensive tackle from Oklahoma. And at number 32, the Seattle Seahawks take Sam Howell, North Carolina quarterback. That's your first round right there, and a lot of trades and a lot of different scenarios, and that's what's been talked about leading up now to the draft. Who's going to trade with who to move up? And now the quarterbacks are coming in, people tipping their hand who might like some of these quarterbacks, and if these quarterbacks go higher than projected, that's going to fall better players and good players to fall further down the draft board. That's when you're going to see teams wanting to move up and try or stand pat and get somebody to drop to them. Kind of like the Cowboys had CeeDee Lamb dropped to them a few years ago, Micah Parsons last year. It happens. So we'll definitely keep an eye on it. But then you have to look at all the other posture in pre-draft. Who's going to make trades ahead of time? Okay? Now, speaking of trades ahead of time, Debo Samuel is lobbying for a trade. And he's definitely out of San Francisco. I think that bridge has been burnt. I don't think he returns to the 49ers. So here's 10 possible suitors that Debo Samuel could end up with for next season. He got the New York Jets. Definitely an opportunity there. A trade to the Jets almost makes too much sense. All right? The Jets have the capital. And if you put, you know, Wilson, if you put a... Now you put a caliber player such as Debo, that's a lights-out offense. The spot for him, the Indianapolis Colts. Definitely Indianapolis Colts. The Green Bay Packers are another option, and they have draft capital to spend. Don't be surprised if the Packers pull the trigger on this. Kansas City Chiefs, it almost makes too much sense to replace Tyreek Hill with Debo, but there is a possibility. The Atlanta Falcons are also on the board. They could pair him with Kyle Pitts and Cordarrelle Patterson, and they don't have a real number one receiver. And, of course, you know, Calvin Ridley is suspended for betting on football. They could use Debo more than anybody. Here's the dog. The Patriots, they have the draft capital. They have some players that they could actually put together and make a trade to the 49ers. That's something you definitely have to keep an eye on there. And whenever Belichick's involved, you know the evil empire will get something done. The Philadelphia Eagles, they're on the radar for this, but I don't think they're going to get it done, considering I think they're going to move from Jalen Hurts in a few years. So I think they're more prioritized for a quarterback than the conversation. The Pittsburgh Steelers makes a lot of sense, too. Samuel and Deontay Johnson would be a dangerous duo for any defense, and that would free up the other wide receiver. I think Claypool, exactly. So that's something you have to look at. Pittsburgh is a viable option. The New Orleans Saints don't really have a true number one. That Michael Thomas situation is still up in the air. But if they could pair him alongside Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara with Jameis Winston, now New Orleans might have something a little bit scary on offense to work with. And the Detroit Lions, it's not going to happen because they're the Detroit Lions and they suck. But he could go there and write his own check. I mean, he'd be a star. He'd never make the playoffs, I don't think, for a few years, but he'd be a star. He'd be rich, too. So that's definitely something you need to look at. So those are some of the rumblings on the NFL horizon about 8 days out from the NFL draft. And I think Debo Samuel could be traded between now and draft day, possibly even on draft day. So we'll see. And now the Eagles have moved J.C. Arcega-Whiteside. They're moving him from wide receiver to tight end. So if that is another way to get another big body on the field for Philadelphia, maybe too slow as a wide receiver, but just right as a tight end. So we'll see where that goes. And finally, the noise still coming out of Browns camp. Baker. And apparently, Andrew Berry, the GM for the Browns, said they were very transparent with our intentions with Baker Mayfield and his reps prior to the Watson trade. General Manager Andrew Berry was the latest to field questions regarding our lame duck quarterback, Baker Mayfield. And it seems like Baker can't find a home. Nobody wants Baker. But Berry was asked Friday about recent comments made by Mayfield in which he indicated he felt disrespected by the Browns and how they handled their pursuit and eventual acquisition of quarterback Deshaun Watson. Unsurprisingly, Berry didn't take the bait. He was quoted as saying, "We were transparent with our intentions with his reps. That's being said, I think we can all understand how Baker feels. Sometimes related, coach-related, player-related, they may not work out. Baker is a competitive and driven young man who has had success as a quarterback and will continue to have success as a quarterback. So I definitely understand it." And, of course, that's any GM putting in a good word for a dude he's trying to trade. But nobody wants to take Baker, but you may need to find a taker for Baker. That's what I like, man. A father and daughter running on Duncan. That's what I'm talking about. That's the good things in life right there. So, yeah, man, and good luck. I'd like to see all my peeps coming in and running on Duncan, man, especially my Cowboy fans as well. But like I said, you got a busy weekend coming up, and you got all of that to look at on the horizon. And Baker Mayfield could be another one come draft day is going to get traded. But as I look at it right now, we are almost out of time here at Duncan Paradise Island location. So big up to everybody who chimed in today. Good stuff on the text, good stuff on the calls. For my producer, Kermit D in studio, the Waldorf Astoria right here live on location. This is your boy, Naughty. Have a great Friday, man, all right? Engage your grain and gear before you put your mouth in motion. That way you avoid a big commotion. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can be good at it. We see you Monday right here on Talking Heads. Have a great weekend.